This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Issues of the Environment. The cicadas are coming, and we're in for a couple of rather noisy months. I'm David Fair, and every 17 years, these brood X cicadas emerge from underground, and billions in this listening area alone will swarm the environment. Joining us today for a better look at the situation and what we're going to face is Summer Roberts. Summer is the community forester for the Washtenaw County Conservation District, and thank you for making time for us today, Summer.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, the last eruption of these critters was back in 2004, and now they're ready again. What is the scientific explanation for only appearing every 17 years?
That's a great question. So scientists hypothesize that a timed emergence actually helps to overwhelm predators and ensures that plenty of offspring survive until the next surfacing. So it's a really great population-level survival strategy, but the problem is that such large numbers of cicadas can actually damage and potentially kill small trees and shrubs, as well as recent transplants. And that's really what has a lot of people concerned.
And we're going to get to that, but I do want to follow along this path a little further. Now, how are those 17-year cicadas different from the 13-year cicadas, other than length of hibernation, if you can call it that?
I believe that that is the only difference. I'm not an entomologist. That is what I read and found out as well, that it's just periodical cicadas have either a 17-year life cycle or a 13. And they are different from annual cicadas. Annual cicadas come up, you know, every year or 2 to 4 years, I believe.
And they are much less bothersome.
Right.
Now, these cicadas, why are they not susceptible, or are they susceptible to burrowing and ground-digging animals while they incubate for more than a decade and a half?
Right. So I think they do burrow down fairly far into the ground, and possibly they're just not, I guess, they might not be accessible, and they might not be large enough to warrant an animal getting down there and digging it up. And honestly, probably a lot of them do get eaten. There's just so many cicadas that they kind of overwhelm any predators.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Summer Roberts continues on 89.1 WEMU. Summer is community forester for the Washtenaw County Conservation District. Now, it's expected the cicadas will appear sometime in May and be with us for about 2 months or so. What does their life cycle above ground look like, and why do they go back underground so quickly?
So cicadas are insects in the order Hemiptera, or true bugs, and the nymphs emerge from the ground when the soil temperature is around 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And then they proceed to climb up bushes and trees where they molt into winged and kind of wedge-shaped adults with these really large protruding eyes. And the males are very noisy. People are probably familiar with that kind of rattling or buzzing sound that they make when they're calling for mates. And after breeding, the female cicadas will cut open slender branches and lay their eggs inside. And once those eggs hatch, the nymphs will then fall to the ground, bury down, and live there until their next showing.
I, for some reason, cannot remember at all, the eruption in 2004. But as a kid, I do remember trying to play wiffle ball with my little brother, and they do seem to lack the same kind of radar system that bats and birds have, and they don't avoid humans at all. They just kind of run into you.
That's true.
Once they've arrived in force, what are we going to be dealing with as their human counterparts on a daily basis?
So cicadas, like you mentioned, they're really not good flyers. They're pretty bumbling and don't make it very far. So that's partly probably why you didn't maybe remember the 2004 emergence, David, because near Ann Arbor in Washtenaw County, there's a significant emergence spot near Domino's Farms, and that's really where they're expected to emerge again. So if you're not close to that area, you might not actually see a significant number.
Well, I think that's good news for a lot of folks. Now, these are not harmful to humans at all if we should run into them, correct?
Correct. They are not dangerous to humans or animals. Some animals, such as dogs, might be tempted to eat the insects, and then they might experience some upset stomach or vomiting, but they are not toxic.
Cicadas can, however, be dangerous to small trees and shrubs, as you have mentioned. What is the potential harm in the area in and around what many call tree town?
Right. So cicadas prefer deciduous trees with branches around 3/16 of an inch to a half inch in diameter. So that's why small trees and shrubs or new transplants are susceptible to significant damage. Mature trees may suffer some peripheral damage, but when I spoke with an MSU Extension horticulturalist, he had a really great visual analogy that likened the impact of cicadas on mature trees to a bad haircut. So the point being, the point being that it may not look attractive in the moment, but for a mature tree, it's really a short-term and insignificant impact.
This is 89.1 WEMU. Once again, we're talking about the upcoming emergence of billions of cicadas with Summer Roberts. She is the community forester for the Washtenaw County Conservation District. And I know, Summer, that Washtenaw County is still planning to conduct its annual tree and shrub sales this year. And in the city of Ann Arbor, there's a 10,000 tree initiative getting underway with a longer-term goal of planting 10,000 new trees on private property by the year 2030. Are these endeavors wise this year, given the potential destructive nature of the cicadas on these new trees and saplings?
So small trees and shrubs can be protected. And like I mentioned earlier, if you're not close to an emergence area, you probably don't have too much to be worried about. With respect to Washtenaw County, the significant emergence spot appears to be localized in northeast Ann Arbor in natural areas around Domino's Farms. And when I spoke with an MSU entomologist, he wisely suggested that anyone new to an area since the previous periodical cicada emergence in 2004 speak with their neighbors to determine if there was a significant impact then. And so this kind of localized knowledge might help you better determine the resources that you want to spend protecting your vulnerable trees and shrubs.
And as we assess our trees and shrubs on our properties, if we are in the danger zone, so to speak, what are some of the measures we can take to protect those plants?
Right. So if you do decide to protect your trees or shrubs, the recommended method is to wrap the branches with about a quarter-inch netting or mesh, such as mosquito netting, and to secure it to the trunk of the tree with a zip tie or twine so that it looks a little bit like a lollipop. And the goal here is to prevent adult cicadas from landing on the tree and nymphs from crawling up the base into the branches. So the City of Ann Arbor's Forestry Department actually has a great webpage with detailed instructions and a photo.
Now, we've talked about potential harm, what we can do to help protect our trees and shrubs. What is the good these cicada eruptions can do for the environment?
I'm so glad you asked that, David, because cicadas are a benefit to the environment. The birds will be ecstatic at all of the food that will be available. Mature trees will receive a little haircut, which for us can look, aesthetically displeasing, but they should be fine and recover just fine. The soil will be aerated, and cicadas will ultimately provide nutrients to other plants and animals as they decompose. And I think it's really important to mention that cicada populations are at risk from deforestation and climate change, which can throw off their emergence timing. So even though billions are going to emerge from this population, and that's all we've been hearing about in the news, they really are a sensitive insect. And with all of the development, we're taking away a lot of their habitat.
So then, is it fair to say that a significant cicada event actually means the environment is in pretty good shape?
I think that's a good assessment. That means that the soils in an area haven't been disturbed in a long, long time, and that there's probably no compaction or chemicals that have been applied, and you're probably in a pretty mature forest. So that's correct.
We do not have to think about this except for every 13 to 17 years. If we continue to deforest, if we continue to limit habitat, what is the longer-term potential dangers for the health of our overall environment?
Wow, that's quite a big question. With respect to cicadas, I think it is endangering their populations. If the population becomes small enough that they're not able to, I guess I'm thinking more in terms of genes, if there's too much inbreeding in the population, then that could be a detrimental problem as well.
Summer, I would like to thank you for the time today, sharing the information, and it's going to be an interesting couple of months coming up.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate your time. And if I could just do a small plug, in the near future, the Conservation District will be sending out surveys to households in Washtenaw County so that we can better understand residents' natural resources and environmental concerns and how we can support addressing those concerns. So if you receive one of these surveys, please, please respond. Your responses will direct the WCCD for the next 5 years and help us to serve you better.
And once released, we will make sure we publicize that. We'll get it up on our website and connect people to it. So again, thank you very much, Summer. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. This was really fun. I enjoyed it.
That is Summer Roberts, Community Forester for the Washtenaw County Conservation District, helping us get a grip on the upcoming infestation of cicadas in the area. For more information, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.